Yeah, big changes ahead. Not quite as cold tonight. Increasing clouds, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers by afternoon. Let's say late afternoon especially, and maybe some spotty showers tomorrow night. High tomorrow, 61. Then upper 60s on Friday in between storm systems, mostly cloudy and generally dry. Then on Saturday, chance of showers in the afternoon. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms Saturday evening and Saturday night, with a high Saturday around 70. Then drastically colder Sunday with falling temperatures. Low temperature by Monday morning in the mid-20s, wind chill factor teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Macon County Courthouse will reopen this morning after a Monday morning fire forced it to close its doors, and now county leaders are trying to figure out what records were lost. The county commission chair says 90% of records in the probate judge's office were scanned and digitized several years ago. He hopes that will cut down on their losses. The Macon County Sheriff's Office and the state fire marshal are investigating the fire. Celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve was a focal point of last night's Montgomery City Council meeting. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says increasing patrols is just one way to combat this problem. City leaders have discussed drafting an ordinance that would make celebratory gunfire a misdemeanor. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Confirmation hearings begin for Attorney General nominee William Barr.
I will not be bullied by anybody.
President Trump says he will never, ever back down as the government shutdown drags on.
Enough is enough. Let's find another way, not at the expense of the American people.
The news have it.
British lawmakers overwhelmingly rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal.
Shocking video.
A toddler is okay after falling out of a car while strapped into a car seat.
Dangerous series of storms on the move. Two systems headed for the east with snow and dangerous driving after slamming the west already.
The House today overwhelmingly passed a resolution condemning white supremacy. This was sparked by a New York Times interview in which Iowa Republican Steve King appeared to sympathize with white nationalism and supremacy.
Carol Channing, the Tony Award winner who starred as Dolly, of course, in Hello Dolly for years, died. She was in the movies and on TV, a career spanning 50 years. She was 97.
Gillette is releasing a controversial new ad that draws inspiration from the Me Too movement.
The razor company takes on toxic masculinity.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
I want to thank Dr. Kevin Pollak for being on. I just talked to him. He is excited about being on again and again and again, and you guys really seem to enjoy him. Let's bring in the mayor of the great city of Montgomery, Todd Strange.
Good afternoon.
How did...
Paying me the same thing you pay Ken?
I am paying the exact same amount. Exact same amount. And if you have a book, I'll push it for you.
Not yet.
Let's talk about the first thing, and this is the shooting issue that is going on.
The celebratory gunfire.
Celebratory gunfire. I heard it at my house, and you know where I live. Right. And I heard it the next night, too. So how... tell me... How we're
what can
dealing
we,
with
what
this.
Can, yeah, what can we do about it? Well, first of all, it's there. It's real. There's no issue. There's no issue there.
There's somebody who might walk in the door in a little while with a 9mm slug that pulled out of their roof.
Several things. It was up this year for, as what behavioral scientists will say,
the 10-year rule.
No, not necessarily the 10, although I'll add that to the equation. You know, if you think about what led up to the holiday and New Year's Eve, rain. Everybody's in the house. Weekends, you didn't able to get out. I hadn't played golf in forever. That night was raining. All the forecasters were saying, stay in your house, it's raining, et cetera. So there's, frankly, just pent up celebratory demand. A little alcohol gets involved in the equation. And so they can't come downtown or go and see fireworks in a responsible manner. So they create their own. And so you step out on your porch and you and then everybody else is going to respond to you by stepping out on their porch. 15, 20 seconds. So that in and of itself was one of the reasons that we experienced that. We were not alone. I've talked to tons of other mayors. They had essentially the same problem. For whatever reason, the media, the social media, individuals have chosen to bring this to the fore, which, you know, it's fine. But you can't put a police officer in every house in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, come on.
At the end of the day, our laws at the state of Alabama are so weak that all that would happen is that's a $500 fine, up to $500 fine, and is a misdemeanor. There's nothing in the ordinance that even calls out celebratory gunfire. Now, it says discharge of a weapon. Discharging a weapon, to me, you know, you think in terms of shooting and that kind of stuff. Well, I'm going to ask the city council to do two things. One, put it in the language of the ordinance that celebratory gunfire, in addition to don't discharge a firearm, is illegal, and it will be mandatory jail sentence. The length would be up to the discretion of the judge, as it should be. So the judge.
But this would be municipal court.
Municipal court, yes. Still be a misdemeanor, but jail time. And then that's one. And then two, technologies have come on board now. We've got thousands and thousands of cameras throughout this city. Very soon, we're going to be in a position to be able to access all those cameras in real time. And we'll be in a better position to see directly in real time what's happening. Now, you can't make an arrest from that, but you sure can go and knock on a door and see what other warrants that might be there and things like that. The other side of the equation is, we know the 10 or 12 hot spots that are in Montgomery, and we can preposition some folks, and when people call or when we see from cameras that are out there, whether it be the public cameras or even the private cameras, because we're getting permission from all businesses that are willing to sign up to have us to access those cameras so that we can see what's happening. We use that a lot today in law enforcement, but you have to go physically to the place. You have to get the tapes and things like that.
But pardon me for interrupting, but this is mainly residential areas, correct?
But you got lots of cameras in residential areas, street cameras, light cameras, and certain businesses that would be involved in some neighborhoods if they're in fact there. But whatever the means is to have people prepositioned and then be able to respond. Do a better job of getting your neighborhoods involved, do a better job of getting your security patrols involved, because and asking the citizens to be a bit more responsible and accountable. Accountable, like, don't call us and we go out and we knock on your door and you say you made a call about celebratory gunfire. Tell me what you know, and they'll say, well, it's in my neighborhood, but I don't want to get involved. I'm not going to tell you who it is or where it is, but I want something done about it. Well, you got to be a little
proactive,
a little more accountable than that. And so we would ask that to happen. There's secret witness numbers. There's 215 stop. You know, a lot of anonymous ways that you can be there. But at the end of the day, as a good Republican, we got too many guns that's out there in people that are not responsible's hands. If anybody just thought when they shot off in the air one or 50 shots that it goes up, it's going to come down.
Exactly.
It's going to either damage your property or it's going to hurt somebody or, God forbid, it kills somebody. You could, in fact, be charged with attempted murder. Certainly aggravated assault or some of these other areas. And so we're going to be a bit more proactive. I said last night, and I'll say it again, while I'm not going to be the one to make the decision, we had 20 or 25 officers deployed downtown this New Year's Eve because we had an event at Riverwalk Stadium. Weather got in the way. We only had about 2,500 people there, but we had 20 or 25 people. Maybe we don't have that event. Maybe we take those officers and deploy them into the neighborhood. Well, that's tragic that you have to do that. Now, we paid a lot of overtime this year to do things in certain areas, but you cannot be everywhere all the time. It's real. We're going to make some arrests, and we're going to set some examples. We can't direct the judge or anything like that. We could suggest the judge that maybe here at the early stages we ought to be very responsive to asking people to have a vacation outside of their home because of the celebratory gunfire.
That's interesting. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, Happy New Year, Mayor.
Thank you so much.
And I was thinking about you guys down at the riverfront. It was so foggy. I mean, December was basically, we might as well have been in London.
Well, I tell you what, it was wet down there too. We actually had the river come up into the amphitheater, which is not uncommon, but you know, I never really thought we had that much rain. But upstream, it did, and so it hits us along the way.
Yeah, that was logistically that just puts the city in such a tough spot. You know, that nothing you can do about it, and there's really not a whole hell of a lot you can do about gunfire now that everybody can open carry and all that. All this stuff is just a result of poor laws and lack of foresight and sight in passing the laws. May I address what I feel is the most dangerous thing in Montgomery? It is our streets. Extremely worse than ever condition and dangerous to drive on because the traffic is so heavy. We must have double the traffic that we've had 10 years ago. You guys have done a great job of bringing a lot of industry around here, but no infrastructure to support it. We desperately need a Cloverleaf at Taylor Road and Chantilly, and to complete the Cloverleaf to nowhere at Pike Road so we can ease some of the traffic off the street.
You're singing, Red Tab, you're singing to the choir.
You are the mayor, and you could call both our senators and our governor and the Secretary of Transportation and say the state of Alabama is choking. We cannot perform commerce if we are in a state of clogs.
Amen.
Christmas was absurd.
Except for the head of DOT, all the rest of them have been on my radar. I've had meetings as recently as 2 weeks before Christmas with the head of our DOT, the chief of staff, the new chief of staff that's coming in. We need I-85, I-65 interchange redone. We need Taylor Road fixed. We need Chantilly fixed. And we need the outer loop that would go from the 110 Vaughan Road at least to 231. Those are our highest priorities that we as a city and a county and as a metropolitan planning organization have put in front of all of our senators. We tried to get $30 million, $31 million through the federal government through a build grant, and we just found out in the last 2 weeks we were turned down. Now, we'll try again. Normally, it takes two or three. But I'm on the exact same page as you are. We pave streets in Montgomery, connector roads, as well as neighborhood streets. We've just won a big award for something called robotics, where we, through artificial intelligence, rides every street, and we prioritize those. We've got $3 million committed this coming year to be able to pave. On average, it's about $80,000 to $100,000, depending upon curbs and gutters and things like that. So we'll get 20-plus miles of our streets done. We'll also get Court Street done. We're well on the way on Zelda. We're well on the way on Fairview. We're well on the way on Ware's Ferry. And there's some others that will come. Ann Street's another good example. So that's top of mind awareness for us, and we work weekly on trying to accomplish that. We actually, with our own forces, filled 17,000 potholes last year, which I thought was pretty doggone significant. So while there are some streets that need to be done, for about 10 years, there was not a street touched in the city of Montgomery because, number one, it wasn't made a priority, and number two, there wasn't any funds.
Who was mayor then?
My lips are sealed.
Bobby Bryant or you?
Well, for the first couple of years, I was there.
Because they took all the money.
Well, not that, well, man, but, you know, but the recession was there.
It's illegal to go down the street in the middle on the yellow line, right?
I would assume so, yeah. It's dangerous,
okay,
too.
How come myself and all the police going west on Madison Avenue go down the middle of the damn street, because the street's so bad and the manhole covers are so huge,
you know,
that I follow the police down the street. You haven't noticed?
No, I've ridden that. We had somebody else mention that. We've ridden Madison Avenue all the way from out at Vaughan, not Vaughan, but Perry Hill, all the way in, because we just did a project maybe in 10 or 11 from Madison there at Crampton Bow in town, but not out town. And Matt, do you remember, do you know what he's talking about on the manhole covers?
Between Capitol and...
Are you talking about between Capitol and
Ann Street?
No, I'm talking about from Ann Street to Crampton Bowl. Y'all paved everything in front of all the municipal and state properties.
Yeah, but
the rest of the place, it looks like crap. So,
Let him answer.
The manholes you're talking about are going to start right at South Capitol and go to Hopper Street. That's where the manhole covers. They paved the street about 4 years ago in that area, and it's just sank back down some. Chris Conway made the comment a while back about they need to revisit because the ground shifted there, and it's where the manhole covers were have come up above the
the
asphalt.
That's true. Well, hey, Mayor, I know you got a tough job, and I'm sorry these guys were screwing. I know these guys are screwing us on the infrastructure funds, and it's not your fault. We're just getting screwed on it.
Well, I will tell you,
taxes for it.
I had big hopes when Donald Trump got elected, because the infrastructure was big on his agenda. There was a comment about it early on, but we've heard nothing since. We're working with the state right now, supporting the big city mayors, all the league, all the cities supporting some kind of fuel tax increase, that we would get a fair share of the monies so that we can pave, and the counties can pave, and the states can pave. Because John Cooper will tell you today that there is no money for new capacity. The only capacity is for maintenance, and what you're seeing is a ton of it's being spent around the Birmingham area, the Huntsville area, and now with the bridge in the Mobile area, and we need to be getting our fair share.
Great time. Thanks for the telephone call. Thanks for the telephone call.
Mayor.
News Talk 93.1. Be back with Mayor Todd Strange right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Greg. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Greg. That's 4hims.com/Greg.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. A couple of breaking news items. Theresa May has survived a vote of no confidence, 325 to 305, after getting smashed in the Brexit vote yesterday by a huge number. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Todd. Hey. Mayor Todd Strange.
Good afternoon, Dan. Good afternoon, Mayor.
Hey, David.
Hey, first of all, I want to commend the police department because this year I was proactive and actually called and asked for extra patrols in my neighborhood leading up to New Year's Eve. And the gunfire, celebratory gunfire, was far less than it was previous years.
Oh, really?
Last year, I quit counting at 200 rounds that had been fired in my neighborhood.
What neighborhood is that?
Lee Oaks.
And I'm not sure where Lee Oaks is.
It's off Ann Street there, just behind Lee High School.
Oh, okay. Close to Capitol Heights.
Indeed. And they would be
heard in Capitol Heights, certainly. Yeah.
And
just to break in on you, that's one of the preemptive things we're going to do next year is in these areas that are the hot spots for that 8-hour shift. We'll be going through there with lights on, just reminding people we're in the area.
Right. I like that. That's in my message.
Yep.
Yeah. But like I said, this year it wasn't near as bad. I counted less than 100 rounds.
Good. We actually had 174, I think the number is, calls that we had over 900. Is that right? We had over 600 calls? 900 calls.
900 calls to service, but it could have been anything.
Yeah, and that 174 or something were gunfire.
Gunshot.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, but just to let you know, it's a little too late for my wife and I, though, because we are leaving Montgomery just because of things like this. I've been here for 33 years, and, you know.
So where are you going?
Going to Millbrook. So
have you been in all due respect to my friend who's the mayor of Millbrook? Have you been watching what's going on up there?
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff going on up there, too, but not as much as going on in Montgomery.
Now, per capita-wise, I'm not sure you'd be correct.
You do it per capita. You take the homicide rates along the way. I mean, at the end of the day, let me just say this, and I've got to put it in. If you've been a victim of crime, crime's up 100%. But we can unequivocally show you that we had a 12% reduction in homicides. We had a 240 less victims of overall crime this past year. Add that to 260 less victims in 2017. So that's 500. The only two categories that went up of the 12 that we monitor were robberies, and car theft and car larcenies. The other 10 were in the green. Those were in the red. And the car theft and car larceny, 70% according to the chief,
unlocked.
Were unlocked cars. And 300 weapons got stolen from those cars.
Yeah, and the final straw was, and this happened just prior to Christmas for us, was my next door neighbor is allowing someone with a criminal record to live illegally at his residence who tried to murder someone. And my wife was only about 60 feet away when he fired two shots at this person and nearly killed them. And he was back out in 72 hours. A person with a previous criminal record attempts to murder somebody with a gun and is back out on the streets in 72 hours.
Please don't blame the city on that one.
I'm not. I know that's the court system, you know, that does that.
That's not the city court system. Yeah, that's the state circuit. Yes.
Right, exactly.
You're seeing that more and more and more. And thank goodness that the governor and the attorney general have stepped in to look into that. And I think I've already noticed we're beginning to see people that are doing violent crime not getting out.
So it's just a situation where things are getting a little too close to home for us. And so we've opted to go ahead and move out of Montgomery after 33 years.
Well, when you have a bad experience in Millbrook, we'll welcome you back with open arms.
Yeah.
David, thanks for the telephone call, my friend. News Channel 93.1 FM, Demo Show. We're going to be back with Mayor Todd Strange right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to delay President Trump's State of the Union address a week from next Tuesday if there's no end declared to the partial government shutdown. The top Senate Republican, Mitch McConnell, says about Democrats' refusal to approve border wall money.
The one key to our Democratic colleagues' thinking these days, political spite for the president comes first, ahead of everything else.
The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer.
I would say to the leader very simply, you may disagree with us. Open the government.
The shutdown, 26. American troops are among those killed in an explosion. They were on patrol in northern Syria. The number of people killed or wounded has not been confirmed. The Islamic State terrorist group claims responsibility. Soon after that announcement from the Pentagon about the American military casualties, Vice President Mike Pence said at the State Department,
ISIS has been defeated.
Repeating President Trump's announcement last month that American troops would be withdrawn from Syria. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Nicest day of the week underway with mostly sunny skies and a high temperature up around 59. That's not bad in January, considering we have big changes ahead. Not quite as cold tonight. Increasing clouds, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers by afternoon. Let's say late afternoon, especially, and maybe some spotty showers tomorrow night. High tomorrow, 61. Then upper 60s on Friday in between storm systems, mostly cloudy and generally dry. Then on Saturday, chance of showers in the afternoon. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms Saturday evening and Saturday night, with a high Saturday around 70, then drastically colder Sunday with falling temperatures. Low temperature by Monday morning in the mid-20s, wind chill factor teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday. Mayor, let's talk about the artificial intelligence you have the car that's driving the streets.
Right.
Do you contract for that?
Yes.
Did you buy it?
No, it's a company called Roadbotics, and it was a pilot program, and we started in July, and we rode to pilot. We've always maintained a list of those needing paving and those not. We used to rate it ABCD or something like that, or ABC. I can't tell the difference between a B or C. I mean, it's hard to do that. So we just said needs paving, does not need paving. We took all of those that needed paving and then did the artificial intelligence, and we now have a ranking of 1 to 5, and it could be 4.6, 5 meaning it needs to be paved, and we have a ranking for every surface in every district, and that's what the $3 million will be employed to do, is to start knocking off those total. And I suspect it's in the 60-70 mile range.
Whoa.
And so we're going to be able to get 20 or 25 unless we go outside. That's what we can handle with our own forces. And as I told you, it's about an 80,000 to 100,000 per. If we go outside contracting, it goes to about 130 to 140,000 a mile.
And they take longer, too.
They take longer. And because it's more detailed, you got to have some more detailed plans and things like this. Our guys, you know, did that Carter Hill Road. That's the, kind of the poster child. We did it very quickly, and the other group took a while longer.
Yeah, same thing on Carter Hill Road. I mean, that was amazing for Superior.
Yeah.
Let's go to John DeVoe. John, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange. I'm sure he hadn't talked to you in a couple of days.
No, just this morning.
I know.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Mayor.
Hey, John.
Hey, Joey.
Hi.
What about Matt?
Hey, Matt. Peace and blessings to you, and Happy New Year to you all.
Thanks.
You know, I heard one somebody say about the shooting over in Cottage Hill that the people were complaining. In that neighborhood, they're complaining about people shooting during New Year's and 4th of July and other celebratory times, whereas other neighborhoods are complaining about that type of shooting taking place in their neighborhoods all the time.
Yeah, we obviously hear that. There are some hot spots, but on average, we're going to have 3 or 4 reports of that during the regular times. But we've got, you know, we've got a shot spotter, but that's in one location. It's mobile. It's triangulated. 1 square mile is all it's covered. With new technologies out there, these cameras that we're talking about, you can through Smart City Initiative, you can make every camera a shot spotter to be able to see, you know, what's going on real time. That's going to be very helpful for any kind of gunfire that would be done outside of a home.
Anyway, hold on a second. So, who does that fall under? Lou?
No. Well, obviously, Lou's part and parcel of that, but it will be a MPD function.
Anyway, so go ahead, John, real quick.
Oh yes, Monday is the official observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday celebrations. Do you suppose that the city of Montgomery will ever have a street that's within the city limits of the city of Montgomery, not just on the interstate, named after Dr. King?
The problem that you've got is there is a process that has to go through, and it's very expensive on those that live on that particular roadway, because they got to change their address. They got to train, if it's business, they got to train stationary and all that kind of stuff. And so our policy is that 60% 60% or 66, it may be, what's the supermajority? Is that 66? Of those those owners, property owners, have to agree to a name change. And if they agree, then we'll do it. I'll give you a good example. Ripley Street, which takes all of the state capitol and the RSA and a lot of businesses along there, there was a proposal to change that to Ralph Abernathy Way. And there, it was done just like you're supposed to, and it comes back overwhelmingly that it was not wanted to do. And so I personally don't have that authority. The city doesn't have that authority. Well, I guess we have the authority, but I don't know that we'd ever use it. So, John, the answer is I don't know. I don't know. On the John, right set of circumstances, I suspect that that would be appropriate.
John, thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to Jason. Jason S. has a comment. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, good afternoon, Mayor, Dan, Joey, and I think Matt was the name.
That's my, he's the police officer. He's my executive officer. He knows all the answers.
Okay, well,
he's becoming a celebrity in his own right, right, Matt?
You spoke about paving just a little while ago. Yes. I do a lot of traveling up and down North Court Street in between downtown and 6th Street.
Right.
And was just curious if there are any plans in the near future to repave this. I would, just in my own scale, I think I'd put it as a 7.5 and a 0 to 5 scale.
Are you talking North Court from where to where? I mean, just starting there at Madison and going north?
Yeah, let's just say, well, how about Sable Steel up to the old Winn-Dixie Warehouse?
Yeah. I could tell you a story and say, yeah, that's on the plan. I could say it's in the 5-year plan, but the truth of the matter is, it is not that I'm aware of, and I'll go verify this. I do not know that it is in fact on the list to be paved. Now, I will tell you that the near town portion probably is going to get treated fairly quickly, because there's a lot of development that's coming online in that quadrant.
Industrial,
commercial, some residential,
residential,
and some of that street paving. And when you tear up a street, whomever does that has to go back and get that done. I doubt it will go much past Sable Steel, though.
Okay. I heard a few things.
I could tell you otherwise, but at least to my knowledge, I have not seen that on any of the list.
Jason,
shouldn't be, but if it should be, it'll get picked up by artificial intelligence.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Jason. 2729-228.
Now, South Court's a whole different issue. South Court, I'm so frustrated. I'm trying to get it let in April of this year. DOT's paying 80% of it.
We've had
some huge, and we're doing it by DOT rules, huge delay with utilities. They're going to be off at the end of this month per everybody cutting their wrist and swearing in blood. There's no reason that it couldn't be let in the March-April time frame, but I've been told that it's been pushed back to June to give everybody enough time. I've got a meeting at the highest levels to see if we can't quit the finger pointing and let's take some responsibility to get it done.
Our police force, what's our level right now?
Yeah, we're at 475, which is down a bit. We got 15 in training. And, you know, we can, with the existing budget, you know, Glenn's talking about, you know, we don't have enough budget, et cetera. We can have 530 officers.
If you can find them.
Within the budget that we've got. You know, what happened this past week in Birmingham is certainly not helpful.
Nope.
The incidences that are happening around the United States is not helpful for recruiting. There are other jobs out there because it truly is a calling to do this. We've got another class that's being formed right now. Hopefully we'll have 25, maybe 30 in that. You're going to graduate 75% of those. And so from that standpoint, we're still doing it. One of the things that's got us is we have today a city retirement system that was put in way back yonder.
Right.
And it's archaic. By statute, by state statute, certain departments have to be represented. Now, I find it very strange that the mayor's office or the mayor is not a member of the board. I find it very strange that the chief financial officer of the city is not a member of the board. Now, it's not saying they don't have good board members, but we are about 60% funded in that. And so they make the decisions, and then we have to come up with the funding to do that. So we, a couple of years ago, said, let's do what many other cities do, 500, 400 of them or so. Let's go to RSA. And it took a legislative effort to get permission to do that.
Right.
It's taken a vote of our employees. I think they voted 85% or 88% to go. A huge, huge, huge undertaking. We should do it in April of this coming year.
And has already cleared the vote?
The vote's already been taken. Good. We're now in the phase of getting our systems in place, matching with their systems. But there is going to be an opportunity if you've got 20 or 25 years to retire, and then you're on the retirement system of RSA, and so you can go anywhere in state government on that system. You have to retire today, and tomorrow you can go on the system once you have retired. But after that, so we've experienced an unusual number of retirements going into other positions because, like one guy, he was making about $65,000, $70,000 with us. He's going to be making about $50,000 and another $75,000 in this new job. So all of a sudden, he goes from making $70,000
to $125,000.
Right, exactly. So we're going through that process, not only at public safety, although that's the one that's a different little different animal than everybody else. There's a whole different retirement for public safety.
And
but may I also say that the technology that we've been talking about, the 12-hour shifts, some pay increases that we've been able to get for our mid-level people in a kind of a corporal up range, all of those are having a very positive effect. I've heard from a number of police officers thanking us for that activity. And so we're also beginning to bring police officers across from other departments that want to come in. We used to not do that. But we've been doing that, and we've probably got five or six from other departments that will go through some minor retraining.
Do we have a citizen auxiliary force within our police department?
Yes. It's called the cadet program. It's not citizen auxiliary. We do have a citizens training class that trains about 10 or 12 at any one point in time.
But
we've got
firearm.
The VIPs. We got the VIPs, which is volunteers in police. They do vacation checks. They're out in the neighborhoods riding around doing some specific things. Sometimes they help us in the jail. Sometimes they help us with some of the administrative things at the police officers. And I suspect, what are there, 60 or 70 of those? So all of that comes together to really have a police force that's adequately staffed. Now, we would like more? Yes, we'd like. I would personally like something in the 5-10 range. I was talking to Sandy Stimson, who's the mayor of mayor of Mobile. He's got 440 police officers on
his
force.
But they have a lot of different smaller jurisdictions around
there. No, he has.
But Mobile isn't as big as
Mobile is the
footprint. You have Pritchard and
195,000 population.
Right. We're 205.
So not much. Plus, they got a bigger, much bigger police jurisdiction than we do. And they patrol in the police district.
Let's go to the phones and go to Glenn Henry. We need to kind of speed this up a little bit. Glenn, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
How you doing, Dan? How you doing, Mr. Mayor?
I'm fine, Glenn. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you. Thanks for all your nice words.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Mr. Mayor,
about a month ago, I told you that I wouldn't vote for a black person for mayor, but I didn't know that Elton Dean was running. But I love Elton Dean just like I love you, but I've talked to some of the blacks, whites, Hispanics, Koreans, Asians, and Chinese. I can find nobody who doesn't like Elton Dean, and I know he was the chairman at ASU, and he was in Bell South as an executive and a chairman for the county commission, but I can find nobody who doesn't like this man. The generals like him, but can you just say a few words about, you know, your experiences working with Elton Dean and what type of person he is?
Yeah. Let me tell everybody up front that anything I say will either be good or bad, affecting that individual. Elton and I have worked extremely well. I was chairman of the county commission from 04 through 09. He was my vice chairman. We worked extremely well together there. Since he's been the county commission chairman and myself as mayor, we do tons of joint things together. So from that standpoint, Elton and I have become very, very, very good friends. For me to suggest that one candidate is a better candidate than the other, it does not do the process any help at all. Right. And these candidates know that I have some supporters, but I also have some distractors.
Detractors.
So
right.
At this juncture, I don't know that we've heard from all of the candidates, but obviously Elton and I and our county commission and our city council have worked extremely well.
I know you're a professional mayor. I know you wouldn't endorse anybody, but I have Mr. Dean at the top of my list. I haven't seen him in probably about 10 years.
Well, he would appreciate your support.
Oh, yeah. But I know you can't endorse anybody, but, you know, I love Elton Dean just like I love you.
We've heard that somewhere before. Yeah, Glenn, thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate it. Let me go to a break.
You watch the news tonight, and you'll see both of us.
We'll be back with Maritime Strange right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Whoa, 272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday. Go to the phones and go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Dan. Mr. Strange, we're going to rename Mobile Strait Mr. Strange because I rode down there and I seen some strange stuff.
You're right about that.
I'm telling you, when I first moved up here, it was like, go by the Mobile Street. I said, all right. That was in 1999. Well,
so I was just talking about Mobile Highway.
Mobile Highway, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Mobile Highway, my bad. Yeah. Hey, that was just a joke. But what I'd like to ask you a question is with the police officers, when they go through the training, I watch a lot of TV and stuff and see this, where they're trained not to ruin nobody, but just shoot to kill, no matter what. I'm not sticking up for the individuals who got shot or the police. But why couldn't they teach them, like, to wound the individual, like in the leg, instead of just shoot to kill?
Well, the simple answer is, you wound them, they still got access to weapons, and they still can respond and reflex.
Short answer is, that's how you lose police officers, right. I'll tell you that.
Exactly right. If you're going to pull your gun and you're going to shoot, you're taught. I don't know of a force in the United States that would train to do anything other than deadly force.
That's like overseas in Syria, and our guys and girls that are over there, they don't know what to do, and a lot of people do not understand that. They're scared to death, too, and don't know what going. He could have a BB gun, and they do not know. But I do. All I see is, if it's a white policeman, oh, their history. The community gets sued. I mean, they get sued by the NAACP, the National Association Against White People.
Oh,
I just don't understand why they don't understand that these guys are feared their lives. And I asked, I asked if, and it's not being racist, if the black policemen work in the black communities, the whites work in the white communities, if that could be the truth. And then that way, because I've never seen hardly no black people coming to court or anything or getting sued when it's a black man, a black policeman doing that.
I just don't know how to comment on that one, frankly. That would be a discriminatory act if I've ever seen
and
one.
And Mayor wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Tom, thanks for the tough one,
Cole. I really don't blame you, but I think you're the best mayor ever that I've seen down there and the best radio station. But, I mean, you know, a lot of people ain't going to say nothing about this, but it's not being racist. It's just being something all about money. And that's what politics is about.
Tom, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's a heck of an endorsement.
Yeah, really. We get all types around here.
Well, at least people are listening.
Let's talk about revenues. How are your revenues doing?
You know, somebody on a show that's not opposite you at all, but in the morning, somebody said they want to talk about how broke the city is and that everybody's saying that the new mayor won't be able to do anything because he's got to pay off the debt. That is just is 180 degree from what the facts are. It's just like the crime. So now everybody says it's up, up, up. We came in 2009 with about $3 million of reserve. We had three years of terrific recession. We have added to the reserves, and we now have $25.3 million. A $250 million budget up from about $218. We will, when this fiscal year ends, we'll be something in the $270 million range in indebtedness, and that's down from about a high of about $335. So we're in very good financial health. All the rating agencies would like you to be at the 20-25% reserves to your general fund. We're just above 10% of that, and we're working towards do that. We budget to put into the reserves a certain amount of money each year, and that's our goal.
Let me go to, but the revenues are up.
Revenues were up last year about $5.5 million over the previous year. I'm knocking on every wood I can find right now. But we're up very robustly
in December.
The first 3 months of the year. We're up right at 4%. And the Chlamydia Bowl has been rocking along at about $15 million economic impact for turnover of goods and services. This past December, I think it's going to be more in the $16, $17
million. That's outstanding. Range. Let's go. And boy, Montgomery really looked good on TV. Let's go to Bill. Bill has a question for Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, Mayor Strange.
Yes, sir.
The question I've got is I own a small business here in Montgomery, and I notice a lot of people that are running around that are engaging in business who doesn't have business licenses.
Well, Mayor can do something about that.
Well, we have. I bet you if I counted them up, there's probably been 30 or so that we've actually brought to the council to close. It is a laborious process. It takes a little while to do that. But Mickey McInnish, who's an attorney with us, he's kind of responsible, charged with once our revenue operators agents have gone out and tried to collect and things like that, we cannot close that business until it comes to the city council. And so often he gets involved, Mickey gets involved, and as a general rule, one or two times on a council agenda, there'll be businesses to close. Once they get on that agenda, generally, they'll come in and pay that. So I don't know exactly where you're going, but it's eminently unfair to you for you to be a law-abiding and a revenue and tax-abiding citizen and others running around without having a license.
I agree, and I talked to one of the officers down there, the compliance officers, and some of these businesses are being run out of cars with simply a cell phone.
Right.
Others are being run out of homes.
Right.
And it was kind of like, yeah, we can't do anything about that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, but you got to know about it.
Bill, I've got to go, and I'm going to try to can I fit Burton in here?
Very quickly.
Burton's going to have to be really quick.
Thank you, Burton.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes. Real quick.
Okay, we need a tree and a brush artist out here. We can get the neighbors out here to cut the trees. I got them leaning towards my house. I'm afraid they're going to fall in.
Well, you need to call 311 and give us an address. We're not going to go on private property to cut a tree, though.
Oh, I know that, but you need to call 311 and what?
Just report the address that you're talking about, the trees.
I did. They tell me they can't get on it. And what gets me, the neighbor won't give you permission to get going and cut it myself.
Yep, private property.
Private property issue, Burton. Thank you very much. Mayor?
We
did it again. Thanks for...
we're going to do this...
let's do it until we get it right.
Nine more times.
And then remember, we're going to do our real long show.
Oh, yeah.
Right on when your exit plan here. I'm really looking forward to that.
That'll be fun.
I've got some real good issues
for us. Will we know who the mayor is by then?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, as we close, you're going to hear a lot of rhetoric over the next few months. They're going to be running against me. They're going to be running against everything that's bad that's in the city. Don't believe everything you hear, but ask the question, how would you have done it differently? How would you do it differently in the future?
I like that. Mayor Todd Strange, thank you very much for being in. You guys have a good, safe trip. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back. Final hour right after this. Pretty blue lights
along the way. The Dan Morris Show. Shining with a heavenly grace. Help you right on by.